Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I can't wait to experience whatever I have to experience through this weekend. It's got to be better than the week. That being said, it's also the 18th day of January 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's snowing. Just snowing. It's winter. I hate it. I hate it. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. French court sentences anti-Semite Alan Sorrell to 1 year in prison, to a 1 year prison term for incitement. Oh, and we got to talk about that. We're going to when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, French court sentences anti-Semite Alan Sorrell to 1 year prison term for incitement. This is from Al Jaminer, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. One of France's most vocal anti-Semites. Oh, you just can't do that. God damn it, this earth belongs to those son of a bitches, and you can't do, I mean, and it's coming to your, it's coming to the United States, they think. But there's gonna be a different fucking reaction when it comes here. One of France's most vocal anti-Semites, Alan Sorrell, was sentenced to a year in prison by a criminal court in Paris on Thursday after he was found guilty of inciting racial hatred, really, in an article that described Jews as manipulative, domineering, and hateful. What the fuck? I guess the truth? He told the truth? If the truth becomes insightful, you might want to look at the truth that's being told. The offending article was published last March on Sorrell's playfully titled, oh man, An Englite et Reconciliation, Equal and Equality and Reconciliation website, an online home for anti-Semite, extreme nationalists, and anti-capitalist activists and writers. And I'll tell you, it's coming. They're pushing for it so hard here, they can taste it. But that goddamn Bill of Rights is in the way. It has to be removed. Following the announcement of Sorrell's sentence, the French Union of Jewish Students tweeted, "Justice has put a new stop on this little propagandist of hatred." Well, it didn't stop. We're going to shout it from the fucking rooftops here. And when you try to tell us we don't have any first article right to do it, we're going to fucking fight you. Elena Soskin, a lawyer for the International League Against Racism and Anti-Semitism. Hey, I mean, this is telling you what, this is thought control, people. This is the ultimate of being a fucking servant, subject, slave. Tweeted, "Justice has put a new stop on this propaganda of hatred." Racism inside. I was on the wrong one. Sorry about that. Eileen Soskin, a lawyer for the International League Against Racism and Anti-Semitism, said her organization would continue to pursue Sorrell, a serial offender, as soon as he makes anti-Jewish remarks, the website Le Parisien reported. Sorrell's last court appearance just a month ago left him with a 4,000 euro fine for publishing an anti-Semitic poster on his website. And this is telling you, you're not going to speak against the royalty, the international royalty in fucking Israel, the Zionists. And Zionism is not a fucking religion. It is a goddamn totalitarian system of corporate dictatorship. Originally a communist, the Swiss-born Sorrell crossed the far-right National Front before carving out his own path in 2007. A purveyor of conspiracy theories about Jewish and Zionist power. Everything's a conspiracy theory. I mean, you look at what they fucking put on your propaganda machine there. Oh, that's none of that's propaganda. None of that's conspiracy theories. It's all fucking conspiracy, period. Sorrell has for several years worked closely with Dayodane Mbala, an anti-Semite propagandist who represents himself as a comedian. I mean, they just throw a label on you. What's they going to do here? They're going to call you domestic terrorist because you will not fucking bow down and kiss that fucking ring of Netanyahu's. Last September, the pair traveled to North Korea to make an appearance at a, quote, peace festival in the totalitarian state. I mean, it's France, and I really, the French people, this is their fucking problem they need to deal with. But the bottom line here is this is what they want to do here. And to do this, the first article of our Bill of Rights has to be removed. And we all know that it can't be removed. So it will have to be removed by force. So get ready to meet some fucking force. Largest single group of migrants ever. Tunnels under border wall in Arizona, says Border Protection from ABC News. Sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The largest single group of asylum seekers. And see, for goddamn it, how many years ago was it? That they're illegal aliens is what they are. I mean, it's just like this goddamn anti-Semite shit Jewish Zionist. Zionism is a fucking political system. It gets more outrageous every fucking day. Every day we have to come up and we talk about it, but it's getting more out. I mean, just completely out of hand. Migrants can be seen marching toward Border Patrol agents by the hundreds, according to a video obtained by ABC News. Smugglers, dug a series of seven holes only a few feet long beneath the steel border fence, with hundreds going beneath the wall and a smaller number clambering over it, according to CBP. The fresh sand and scuff marks of shoes on the rusty steel were still there when ABC News visited the site on Thursday. The agency says 179 of the recorded 376 people who crossed were children, including over 30 unaccompanied minors, children under the age of 18 traveling on their own. But I mean, as we go into the article, you see, man, traveling on their own, really? The overall number of unauthorized crossings has plummeted since its peak in 2001. Bull fucking shit. I mean, this is classic fucking communist propaganda. Has plummeted since its peak in 2001. How many articles have we done showing that it is breaking records every day? when CBP logged about 1.6 million apprehensions. You see, 6.1 million apprehensions, that makes you think that they got them and they didn't get in. No, that's 1.6 million apprehensions. You sit down, you fill out the paperwork, you give them their fucking money, you give them their plane ticket, and they go into the interior of the United States, never to be heard from until they kill somebody, until they kill an American national, and then they'll be on... be one of them bad dudes, one of the ones that Trump wants to send back. He wants all the rest of them here because, you know, he happens to be an international real estate mogul. And he likes fucking slave labor. He's also an international communist with five fucking trademarks in communist China, where you have to be an international communist to have such. According to government statistics, however, the demography of those crossing has changed dramatically. Parents with children now comprise over 80% of the total apprehension. They're down there selling their kids over to the goddamn, these fucking invaders, to these, and that's what they are. This is an invasion. Hey, we need a kid, renting kids probably. We need a kid, but to put out front here, then we walk over in and we're everything's just fucking groovy. You can just walk right. We ain't got no goddamn borders, people. And like I said, you're going to start seeing the way they're coming in and the hordes that they're flowing into this country. You're going to start seeing them everywhere. You have to, because they want them everywhere. The overall number of unauthorized crossings has plummeted since the peak in 2001, and we know, like I said, 1.6 million apprehensions. When they talk about an apprehension, that's people that they came on in. It ain't like we stopped 1.6 million of them. No, you were fucking aided and abetted 1.6 million of them because you sent no fucking body back, according to government statistics. Parents with children now comprise over 80% of the total apprehensions of those crossed. No, that's not. Take that word apprehension and just replace it with accommodation. Of those crossing the 2,000-mile-long border with Mexico, the vast majority of them, like the group near Yuma Monday, surrendered immediately or seek out Border Patrol agents in order to begin the asylum process. Well, even if you've bought any of this shit, the asylum process is supposed to be you apply for asylum from another place. You don't come here and then say, crossed your border illegally and now I'm applying for asylum. Can I have a plane ticket to wherever I want and $257 a day and an American's job? But goddamn reality, I was talking about reality. It might have been on the site yesterday. And if there comes a point to where, you're looking at this shit and then people talk about, well, people just don't understand what, nuh-uh. It comes a point where you look stupid, even pretending that there's any fucking legitimacy to any of it. CBP, Yuma Border Sector Chief Anthony Provazinik. And I've noticed if it isn't a fucking Hispanic, it's a goddamn Russian or a Polak, said his unit needs better border barriers, but more urgently, it needs, what do you think it needs? And I cringed when I read this. It needs funding to provide for these fucking families while 100 million Americans are fucking displaced, dispossessed, and disenfranchised, living in tent cities across this goddamn country, American nationals. Goddamn, they need funding to provide for these families because these fucking people count they're important, you're not. They are the recolonization. They are here to take your place. They'll live in a fucking hovel and they'll fucking work from dusk till dawn for a fucking bowl of beans and a fucking tortilla. And so that's why they want them here. And not to mention, you own the goddamn joint by right. And they know they have to kill every goddamn one of you. And they can't do it until they get somebody here who will actually try to pull a trigger on you. This is our number one challenge that we have here in Yuma, the sector, is the humanitarian problem. Now, the problem of other countries being fucking dumped in on us. While our own people are living in fucking squalor. Provazinik, the treasonous piece of shit, said. What's a fucking border patrol for? What are you for there? Why are we paying these son of a bitches? Why don't we just cut that shit off? They're coming across anyway. Why are we paying people who are supposed to be doing something not to do it? In fact, to aid. They are aiding the invasion into our country. ...87% of the apprehensions here are family units and unaccompanied alien children. No, I'm telling you, right now, I can see it. I mean, I know a little bit about the Mexicans. I know a little bit about the people down south. They're probably renting kids out, sending them back down, bringing them back in. I mean, just for, you know, to bring their troops in, their fighting age men. Go back and look at those pictures we were talking about in New Mexico yesterday. Look at the fighting age men coming right across your goddamn border, unimpeded. In fact, they are being aided. The mass crossing this week took place in a sparsely populated stretch of the border where an old model of border barrier rises about 12 feet from the sandy ground. The stretch, and it doesn't matter. See, that's what the people aren't getting about. Let's build the wall. Trump, come on, just build the wall for Trump. Trump says the wall. The fucking wall ain't going to stop him. Why would a wall stop him? If fuck all they got, I mean, I want to know. I mean, I don't care if you build it out of fucking cement, drill a hole in it, stuff a stick of dynamite in it, light the fucking fuse, boom, there's your hole, walk through. What are they going to do? They're going to take you in, and you can bring all your relatives now because you made it here. You got a kid with you? Okay, you're good to go. Build it out of steel. You ever heard of a fucking oxyacetylene torch or a goddamn plasma cutter? There'd be holes in it all the way down through it. And just like this here, tunneling under, well, we're going to go down real deep, really. Really, are you? Well, it doesn't matter because there ain't no fucking wall you can't go through if you have the right resources to do it. Like I said, even if you have to go to the dynamite, you can fucking tear a hole in any goddamn thing. And they fucking know it. And they will not be, they're just refugees trying, everything they do will be excused. If they did blow a hole in your fucking wall and start pouring through, it'd be excused because they're refugees. They're poor. Man, it's terrible in their country. And boy, you wait till you see how terrible it's going to be once that which makes their countries terrible is here sitting on your goddamn doorstep. About 12 feet stretched. The stretched agency only had three agents patrolling the 26-mile-long sector of the border. Wonder what state this was in. I thought there was a whole fucking army down there. Wasn't that what your boy Trump told me? It is accelerating, people. Accelerating because it's getting closer. It's accelerating right in, on pace with the fucking... The agenda to disarm the American people so that they can't defend themselves against these murdering motherfuckers. I mean, they go down to the most violent fucking places they can find and they pay billions of dollars to put together caravans of the most violent fucking people on the planet to bring here to our goddamn country and bring them right into our fucking neighborhoods. And we pay for it. When's it going to stop? It took hours to process the... It took hours to process the families. Well, I bet you got some more people down there. You need to get 1,000 of our fucking National Guard or some goddamn troops down there to get help with this fucking paperwork, you know, so that they can get there. Somebody's got to print out those checks or hand them the cash, and somebody's got to go procure a plane ticket to wherever these son of a bitches want to go and maybe even buy them a machete to take with them. The family, it took hours to process the families, most of which were sent to the area's chronically overcrowded central processing center in Yuma. Chronically overcrowded. Is he stopping the invasion? Ask yourself that. Does he have any intent of stopping? Oh, all we got to do is give the Jews, we've already had $47 billion supposedly to stop this. Just give me another $25 billion to build a fence that ain't going to stop shit. Like I said, fucking, there ain't nothing that you can build that can't be tore down. Get real. And what are you going to say? Well, there's holes in the fence. Can we have some more money? There's only one way you stop a fucking invasion, and that's when you start grabbing the son of a bitches or shooting them. I mean, if you're not going to shoot at them, what the fuck are you doing? If you are not going to physically stop them, they are physically going to walk right past your ass and take your fucking country from you. chronically overcrowded Central Processing Center in Yuma. In my 30 years with the Border Patrol, I have not been part of arresting. You're not arresting nobody. This is such fucking horse shit. We're giving you a court date. I mean, it's like a traffic fucking fine. And none of what they say, what 90% don't show up for court? Well, of course they don't, because they don't have to. And wherever they go, it's going to be sanctuary. You can't even ask them who they are or what they are. But by God, they knew who every one of us is. And man, I'll tell you what, you don't have a seatbelt on, it could get you fucking killed. Because you are the lowest form of life in the eyes of these fucking international communists that exist. You are an American national. And you fuckers have guns. And God damn it, they just can't come in and just fucking murder you at will. And it's really starting to eat at them. Well, they need to fucking move on it. We need to get this over with, people. It's getting to the point till it's going to be another fucking generation that's going to have to. I mean, they've, like my children, you know. Thankfully, they were raised out here where I am. And they've seen quite a bit of freedom. But nothing of the freedom that we are supposed to have. The freedom I saw a lot of freedom, but not the freedom my dad saw. And he saw a lot of freedom, but not the freedom his dad saw, because it's been incrementally, bit by bit, since 1868, plugging it in, for you to be a fucking subject slave to the goddamn corporate aristocracy. So that they want it back like it was in the colonies. Where one of the king's men, you know, one of these, I guess it would be the aristocracy of the goddamn colonies, was walking down the street. You stepped off the sidewalk and walked through the fucking mud and averted your eyes and didn't look them in the eyes. And if they didn't fucking like the way you fucking even looked, they could take you over and have you fucking thrashed without fucking due process of the law. They claim they had goddamn Bill of Rights, you know, in the colonies, which were frequently violated, then it ain't no goddamn right, is it? Because a right can't be just violated without consequence. In my 30, okay. That's really unheard of. Shit. Man, this is just more fucking smoke and mirrors. We're playing games here. Now, I'm going to spend a fucking $1 billion to send 20,000 people down there to stop the crossing of the border. I said, spend the $20 billion to 20,000 go down there, and they help them across the fucking border. You think that this is going to stop short of us fucking taking this country back away from this fucking corporate aristocracy? Because, see, it's to their advantage. They're a corporation. A corporation wants the cheapest labor they can get. And you see things like, we know in the hospitals and stuff, they're just letting fucking people die. Now they can decide who can get care and who can't. You know, like Dick Cheney, you know, that old son of a bitch, he can get a brand new heart every 10 years if he wants to. But, man, once you get to where you're not, this is the way it is. They put your name up on the computer. And there's how much it's going to cost to fix you, like a fucking piece of machinery. And then how much can I expect to get back out of that if I do fix that piece of machinery? And if the latter is not more than the former, fuck you. You die. You die in the richest country on planet Earth that fucking belongs to you. Yeah, that's how corporations work. They're there to make money. They don't give a rat's ass, and this children shit I love, man. They used that for so many years in this country, didn't they? Oh, for the children. Oh, God, the shit that they put over on us for the children. For the children they want to kill with vaccinations. For the children that they want to turn into queers when they're little kids that don't even understand what fucking a boy or a girl is. Oh, I think, you know, some freak fucking communist mom, you know, starts putting fucking dresses on her little boy. I mean, these son of a bitches are clear out of hand. Jewish filth trash, period. Let's see where we... On Thursday, hundreds of asylum seekers, no, illegal invaders. And you see, this asylum thing could be shut down in one fucking day. But your boy Trump, he is a part of this. He is fucking aiding it. All he has to do is take that pen and sign us out of that goddamn refugee treaty. It's just a stroke of the pen. And then there would be no asylum seekers, because you couldn't seek asylum. Every one of them would be a fucking criminal crossing over illegally. But then again, you can't throw... They're children. What about our fucking children? Because they're, when they come here, you got to understand, they're going to, they want their children to have what your children have. We built this fucking country. We cut it out of the goddamn wilderness. We made it the fucking most awesome country on the fucking planet. And these son of bitches should just get to come up here, these fucking third world fucking dogs, and just come in and fucking take it away from us, aided by just a handful. I mean, I've you know, there's a couple million of them. Because we, I mean, that's how bloated this fucking whole goddamn illegal corporate occupational government is. It's bloated, but it's still just a handful compared to the, all the fucking people here. And then you have the fucking, the fucking stupid asses who, you know, they can't read. They watch fucking, they're so dumb that they can be, you know, only 9% of the people actually like CNN and Fox. They don't, only 9% of the people believe anything coming out of there. But that 9%, I got to look at them and say, and you mentally retarded. I mean, they had a thing that we, on the little phone thing, because we have, still have internet, so we, you know, we could see it on the phone, the Fox thing, and, you know, they got this big bunch of people there. They go where they're fucking, where the idiots are. And when they come up to talk on the, you know, they go to the microphone and stuff, what they're doing is they're going there for them people to utter the buzzwords and the slogans. That's all they do. Yeah, Trump, yeah, we need the wall. And that's what I know about it, and I'm pretty smart. I'm a voter. I got a business. I got money. I got a Cadillac sitting outside. How is that possible when I'm so fucking retarded? Well, it's because you are so fucking retarded that you will fucking go along with it. And so they can say, there's our support. You see the retards over there? That's the one supporting us. That's what gives us our permission to go on with this fucking fraud that cannot exist. All such facilities, oh, wait a minute, see, CP agent work to process them and provide humanitarian needs. The asylum seekers, no, the fucking invaders, were separated into cells, fathers with sons. How do you know that that's that man's son? I mean, this is so fucking funny. They'll tell you straight out that they're fucking buying kids, basically. So they can walk in here with them. Well, this is my son. Well, whatever you say, I can't prove it ain't. I mean, God damn it. We're guilty until proven innocent here. They are absolutely fuck. I mean, if they, oh, you say it's your son, I fuck. And you know, the kid could be kidnapped for all you fucking know. And that's the end. But they don't you go past that far, that question as far as looking at them. Well, then here we'll write down, you know, Carlos and Pedro. And then here's your fucking two, we're going to give you, we got to give you 3 or 4 months worth here, because you got to get yourself set up. You got to get yourself on the dole so that you can, you know, so you'll have a steady income coming in. Where do you want to, which community would you like to go to? They got a lot of little girls over in this one here, and they got children over here. I know you guys like to hack people up with machetes. Which one would you like, sir? Because we're here to serve you. Don't you know? We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Throne and leave your body alone.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I am your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific Time. That was Blind Faith. Can't find my way home. I don't even know what fucking home is anymore, do you? I don't even know what country I'm in anymore, do you? Back to the tunneling. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da. CP, let's see. As in all such facilities, the CPB said it works to process them in as quickly as possible. I'm sure you do. Get them into my goddamn neighborhood as fast as they can and take what's mine. And provides basic medical care. Yeah, I tell you what, right now, you know, the people go a fucking month with an abscess tooth that can't get in to see a dentist. I guarantee you the best is given to them. If you let one of them suffer for a month with an abscess tooth, they'd sue for $10 million and get it. The American people would pay them. How dare you think you can do such a thing to an invader? Still, detainees eat, sleep, and use the bathroom in the same room. Oh, my God. Scraps of food mingled with silvery space blankets on the floor. Scrap. Fuck you. You're a lying son of a bitch. We're buying them the best. They're better than what our people have that are living in the tent cities. I guarantee goddamn it. I guarantee you there aren't no doctors going to the goddamn tent cities across this country with American nationals in it that can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country. They want them dead. Scraps of food, my ass, mingled with silvery space blankets on the floor. In one cell, several boys had balled up the blankets into a makeshift soccer ball. They were kicking around. One man in the group said he left Guatemala 8 days ago. 8 days ago, huh? And this is one of them that was there. How did they came as a group? So this whole group left 8 days ago. And these unaccompanied children, they just without any assistance, what's unaccompanied, just came, made it down here 8 fucking days from Guatemala. 8 days ago, and made most of the trip by bus along with his 12-year-old daughter. They were planning to leave the processing center destined for San Diego. Plane ticket in hand. Plane ticket in hand. Plane ticket in hand. The father said he saved about $5,000. I can't fucking, most of the poor, working poor, they've said it in this country, you know, most of the people, I can't remember what the percentage was. It was like, goddamn, it was like 70, 80% of the people. If they had $1,000, like a illness come up or something like that, they couldn't cover it. These people, he saved up $5,000. And he had $5,000 in the bank to pay a coyote to quickly get them to the border. He left a wife and two young daughters. This shows that, $5,000, goddamn, that's a lot of money to me. But this guy here, he could, go ahead.
Yeah, it costs less than $100, and it's a one-day trip from Guatemala to...
Oh, hell no. And no, they're coming in and they make sure they... man... anybody that goes, that says, all them poor people, you're fucking stupid. You are dumber than a fucking rock. The father said he saved $5,000 to pay a coyote and then, to quickly get them to the border. He left a wife and two young daughters back in Guatemala. After Guatemala is so unsafe. He left it. Why'd he leave him there? To come here, I mean, wouldn't you be there protecting your family? You got this two young daughters back in Guatemala. No, they're coming here because, I mean, they evidently can work to the point that they can save $5,000, but they get so much more here. I mean, this is goddamn free Walmart. They get it just handed to them. They don't even have to work for it. Just displace an American. That's what you're here for. And if you got the MS-13 blood in you, go hack some people up, man, because that's what we need. This is just like releasing the savages on the frontier during the fucking American, what they call the American Revolution, the uprising that was usurped by the fucking elite of the time. Next to them were a mother and two daughters on their way to Cincinnati, also from Guatemala. I'm sure they had their plane tickets in hand. I mean, God damn it, people. Doesn't it bother you? You can hardly afford gas to go back and forth to fucking work. It's 6 days a week and they're fucking, stealing out of your goddamn labor. Because, you know, they have no authority to take any goddamn tax from a goddamn person on their labor. Even the old Supreme Court from the old United States fucking three decisions said you can't tax labor. But you're paying for this motherfucker's ticket to Cincinnati from Guatemala, who just crossed the fucking border and got everything handed to him. Who's never done nothing here. They too traveled by bus and go ahead.
That's because you're a subject.
That's exactly right, brother. It's good that people are starting to realize just what they are. And how's it feel? Hey, Charlie, how's it feel to you to be a subject, man? To know that you're a subject?
I'm not.
I ain't either. But, man, the very thought of it, you know, that we fought the King of England and the mightiest army on the planet at one time so that we would not be subjects. And here we are. We're subjects. You're subjects. You're subjects of we created a new government. Just a few of us got together, just like we did when we created the goddamn Confederacy. A handful got together in the middle of a fucking uprising and we formed a government. While you're out there fucking bleeding on the field, we were forming a government. And we're getting the money together so that we can come out of this thing with the goddamn country still belonging to the king, but us with royal titles and royal fucking grants across the fucking land to take the resources. That's what we were planning. In San Diego, plane ticket in hand. Just 2 days after the group tunneled under the border wall in Yuma, the Border Patrol took in another huge group of migrants. See, migrants, God damn it. It's not my, I mean, when this whole thing first started, think back about, you know, like 7, 8, 10 years ago. It was just straight up illegal aliens. They're illegal aliens crossing your fucking border. And then it went to, no, they're migrant. They're migrating. No, they're crossing our fucking border in violation of our fucking law. And they're being aided by the fucking corporate aristocracy who want slave labor in this goddamn country to extract the rest of the resources without having to, ship it overseas to be manufactured. Do it right here with slave labor. Don't take the product over there, the slave labor here. You know, feed them the same rice and fish heads and beans and burritos right here and on the American soil, and you, a lot cheaper, and you get a bigger pile of gold, don't you know? Huge group of migrants in New Mexico. I told you guys, I hope some of you went and looked at those pictures. Migrants, no, those are fighting age men who are coming here to kill you. So you better get fucking ready. I mean, this is coming and it's coming fast. They know the gig's up. They're going for it full fucking blast. And everything you see is a fucking lie that they tell you is a fucking lie. They cannot tell the truth. It's impossible. The 247 person group, including unaccompanied minors, they had a couple of kids with them. Like I said, you had about fucking 40 or 50 fucking men there. Two kids standing out front. Well, that makes us, we're with these unaccompanied minors. And everybody just come in and seek out. I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, in the day when they used to, you know, when the lie was old, when the lie was young, they were running and dodging and hiding. The Border Patrol was chasing them through the desert. Now they're out there hunting the fucking Border Patrol because they want their goddamn plane ticket and their money. They want the free Walmart. Where the hell? I got to get the free Walmart. Where in the fuck is this goddamn Border Patrol? Somebody please lead me to them. New Mexico, 247-person group, including unaccompanied minors, crossed near the Antelope Wells port of entry and immediately surrendered to authorities for process. No, they didn't surrender shit. They were hunting them down. They were going to get. They were looking for the people who give them the papers and the money and the plane tickets. That's what they were doing. The CBP said 24 large groups qualified as 100 or more have crossed the border near Lordsburg, New Mexico, just since October 1st, 2018. And so that's 2,400 just in that one little spot. And they're trying to, they're taking care of it, guys. They're taking care of it. Trump, man, he's keeping his word to you. Ain't he? Court rejects U.S. city's appeal over Pentagon gun check flaws. Oh, man. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private I-4 discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A federal appeals court on Wednesday, a federal star chamber court, a star chamber corporate monarchy court of appeals on Wednesday rejected an effort by three major U.S. cities to require the Pentagon to be more vigilant about reporting service members who were disqualified from owning weapons to a national background check system. You see, these people, you know, it's when people have been court-martialed. It was the way the country was set up. You know, if you did do a crime and it was a civil crime and you were prosecuted in common law, and you might have to do some time. But when you stepped out of that fucking prison, you had all your rights back. You were right back to square one because it was your goddamn right to. I mean, you watch the old movies, and that wasn't that long ago. You're only, you know, talking in the 60s and 70s, you know, in the 80s, they started changing, you know, switching everything. But then, and, you know, like in the old Gunsmoke, you know, the guy gets out of jail, he hands him his fucking gun on the way out the fucking door, you know, or they get released from prison. And if you spend enough time there, they had to give you a fucking rifle and some money and a goddamn horse and shit. So you get on your way. And you always got the gun. That was one of your fucking main fucking rights. They had taken you into custody and they'd held you long enough, and you had the right when you left there to be fucking armed. By a 3-0 vote, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals said it lacked jurisdiction to compel the Department of Defense to fix what New York City, Philadelphia, and San Francisco called a broken system, or to supervise improvements to the Pentagon's partial and inconsistent reporting. The city sued 7 weeks after former Air Force member Devin Kelly killed 26 people on November 5th, 2017 in a Sutherland Springs, Texas church before killing himself. Kelly, 26, was convicted in a 2012 court-martial of assaulting his wife and stepson and should not have been allowed to possess a weapon. Bullshit. In the first place, this conviction, the guy may have done it. I ain't condoning beating women and children. The guy might have done it. But there is nobody sitting in goddamn prison that is lawfully there. They've been taken there through an illegal jurisdiction that can only be operated off the goddamn shores. It can't even operate on land. It's maritime. Look it up. But his conviction had not been entered into the National Instant Criminal Background check system. The city said the Pentagon had failed to report some 15,000 current or former personnel who could not own guns because of the court-martial convictions. Well, I don't see nothing past. I don't see nothing in that first article past that period that says that if you're court-martialed that you can't own a fucking gun. Period. This is all corporate policy. It is not law. We're supposed to be a nation of laws, and we do have laws. It's called the Bill of Rights. It's called the common law. And that's all that was here until the goddamn same charlatans that were running the goddamn colonies, until they put them together in admiralty. And like I said, when that sword was surrendered from, somebody was, I can't remember, it was something on the site that pissed me off. But when that sword was surrendered, it was surrendered, it was Mark Kornke talking about Georgie Washington. And he was, you know, the first president, talking about the president of the Confederacy, another illegally formed government. Anyway, when that king surrendered his sword, he surrendered it to the actual king, because that way we're all operating under in wartime under admiralty. So the sword was surrendered over to the king. And that was Georgie Washington. He was, and that's when why Adams thought he could stand up there and go, well, let's, we should name a king. Well, they surrendered it to George Washington. George Washington. Bullshit. 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 It's all a lie. It's always been a lie. I just would not do that. I wouldn't be a king. Of course you wouldn't, because if you tried it, you'd die, and you know it. Oh, where were we here? Coming back. The cities said the Pentagon had failed to report 15,000 current and former personnel who could not own guns. Writing for the Richmond, Virginia-based appeals court, Circuit Judge J. Harvey Wilkinson praised efforts by the cities and towns nationwide to protect the public from violence that is too often committed by people who should not have firearms. More people are killed by doctors. I'm not going to get into those arguments. You see, that's what they want from us. They want us to argue that, oh, well, only the bad guys, good guys will follow along. The bad guys will still have the guns. And it's only, fuck you. The second article says what it says, and it fucking means it, and we mean it. Fuck you. Get away from us. You're not taking no goddamn guns. Written for rich, cities nationwide to protect the public from violence that is too often committed by people who should not have firearms. And we're the ones who are going to decide. You know, we're the ones that have the fucking private fucking armies around us, the private corporate armies around us, armed to the fucking teeth, fucking murdering people, shooting them in the back, shooting them with their hands up, fucking just shooting women with fucking babies in the back of their car, choking people to death, beating people to death. But that's okay, man. These people can have firearms, man. Do you people? I mean, you once have watched the video of Kelly Thomas being beaten to death. Now, would you say those are violent people that were doing that, and they should have a gun? Because not a fucking one of them was punished for what they did to that, for murdering that man, and every one of them is packing a fucking gun. They can pack it and be the ones to come and try and take your fucking gun away from you. The APA, however, does not permit their efforts to include judicial supervision of the myriad programmatic workings of the federal government. No, never mind. Wilkinson wrote, referring to the Federal Administrative Procedure Act. The Federal Administrative Procedure Act, that's how they're operating their fucking admiralty, fucking military law in our free country. You know what's supposed to be, this is how it's spread. This is how this goddamn military law, without where the people have no rights, where they blended the Uniform Commercial Code in with the goddamn military fucking law to create the goddamn administrative admiralty jurisdictions that are fucking illegal, that are direct violations of the People's Bill of Rights ratified law, especially the Article 9, creating powers that they cannot create, that are forbidden. They have done the forbidden, and we have not held them to account for it. That is the problem here. He said courts couldn't step in despite what the cities viewed as the Pentagon's widespread and systemic failure to provide disqualifying conviction records for former personnel. The department has admitted as much and is engaged in extensive efforts to increase its compliance to the fucking infringements. I'm glad it's Friday. God damn. District Court fines Austin, Texas, 9,000. You got that one there. See, this is all of this shit, just like the Keller case in D.C. This is all fucking orchestrated. They pick certain people in cases, and they publicize the hell out of them. They put them through the propaganda machine, through the think tanks. The think tanks tell them which ones to put up there. So what the idea is here is to get it into the people's head, the lie that they have any authority over the fucking guns, because they don't. Never have. But it's, you know, this one here, see, this one, everybody's going to be going, yeah, by God, I think I'll go out and vote. If it hadn't been for Trump, this probably wouldn't happen. On Thursday, the Travis County District Court ruled that the city of Austin, Texas, violated the law by barring handguns in City Hall and assessed a $9 million penalty, a $9,000 penalty against the city for the violation. The concealed carry of handguns has been legal in Texas for decades, although if you have permission. But I don't need permission. It has been legal in Texas ever since the inception of Texas, because you've never had the authority to take them away from me, you sons of bitches. And in fact, I have it in the Bill of Rights, which is ratified law, that I have the absolute right to have that fucking gun. And you have nothing to say about it. But this is getting it in your head that they do have something to say, that they can grant you the permission. And see, this is what this is. This is affirming that they can grant the permission. That they can grant it, and boy, they can enforce that fact that they granted you that immunity under the 14th Amendment, and if you don't go along with their immunity grant, then they can fine a part of the corporation that isn't going along with the other part of the corporation's fucking policies. Has been legal in Texas for decades, and open carry for Texas concealed handguns license holders become legal in January 1st, 2016. Oh, they gave permission. They gave an immunity. They gave a privilege. You see what the corporate aristocracy giveth, the corporate aristocracy can taketh away. That's what the whole fucking point is. They have nothing to say about none of this shit. That Bill of Rights, hold it up there. And show me where these son of a bitches have any goddamn authority over it. In fact, it's forbidden by the 9th article. Says you can never create a power that can fucking touch these rights. You just can't. And it's ratified. But it's not being enforced. And it is up to the people to enforce it. It's our fucking law. In the January 17, 2019 ruling, Judge Laura J. Livingston explained that the plaintiffs was able to show that open carry was refused on April 4, 2016, April 6, 2016, April 12, 2016, and July 1, 2016, July 29, 2016, and September 7, 2016. Judge Livingston ruled that the defendants did not prove why the city hall should be treated differently among other public places. So this was still, up in question. The Bill of Rights, it isn't open for debate. It is absolute fucking law. It is unalienable law. It can't be touched. It's a part of you that they can't touch. It's a part they can't infringe on. But here you have these guys. They were arguing that, we should be able to exempt City Hall because it's a privilege being granted. We should be able to take that immunity away from you in the City Hall. In the first place, you got to have a concealed carry permit to carry a gun fucking openly. That is an infringement, a blatant infringement. There's how many thousands of infringements on our second article? Yet here we are. We just keep on taking it, and we're going to keep on taking it. Like I said, I see this thing, the way this is going to kick off, is when they get enough of these son of a bitches pumped into this country, and boy, you're making a mistake letting them do it. But this is how it's going to have to happen. It's going to cost a lot more of our lives is what it's going to do. But we're going to win because there's just so goddamn many of us and so many guns, and some of us actually will fight. But this is the way it's going to happen. Like I said, they're going to go see, there's three or four of them. Man, what is that? And then gang signs are flashing around, and next thing you know, they'll be doing little robberies and shit. And then next thing you know, there'll be somebody hacked up by one of the son of a bitches in the gang. They've taken over the south side of the town of Chilliwack. I mean, this is how. I mean, and it's coming to every fucking place. That's why they're being given the plane tickets to disperse them, to put terror on your ass. And then they'll tell you, we have to take all the guns. That's the only way. Because if we have to disarm these criminals, and we can't just, we can't tell criminals, just like we can't tell an illegal from an illegal, because somebody fucked up. So we're just going to have to take all of the guns and just trust the police. The police will have the guns, and they'll make sure that all the policies and all of the goddamn agenda of the goddamn corporate crown is followed to the letter of the law. And then they'll fucking slaughter you. Then you get to go down to the ditch and get your reward for being a coward. Anyways, guys, we have made it through this hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, I've been to where I just look at people and I'll tell them, right? Are you stupid? Are you really that stupid? And they go along with any of it.
Cookies!
Man above.
That's The Word from the Trenches.
I have done
good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
Cookies!